to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. There's so much in nature that can remind us of two things. One, God's power to create beauty and order. And two, Satan's power to cause death and decay. There's a constant battle going on between good and evil, even in the natural world. But we can still see God in nature if we take time to look for Him and remember what the Bible says. That's what Linda did while hanging out with her cousin. Here's her story. This afternoon, my cousin Frida and I were out playing in the yard when we heard a sound echoing from beyond the treetops. We looked up and saw a very large bird flying among the clouds. "I know what that is," I announced. "You do?" Frida asked. "Yep, that's a bald eagle." "Wow," my cousin gasped. "I don't think we have bald eagles where we live. It's so big and beautiful." We stood and watched the giant bird glide through the warm afternoon air. It didn't even have to flap its wings. It just soared like a kite, looking for whatever eagles look for. "You know," I said as we sat down on the grass together, "that eagle reminds me of Jesus." "How?" Frida responded. "Is it because Jesus will fly in the clouds when he comes again?" "No," I said. "We learned a Bible verse at church last week about how those who love Jesus will someday become strong like eagles. Let me see if I can remember it. It said, 'The people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky.'" That's found in Isaiah 40:31. "Wow," Frida said. "Become strong again. Fly like an eagle. That must mean there won't be any more sickness or dying, right?" "Yes," I whispered. "Can you even imagine that? When Jesus returns and sin is gone, everyone will be well and happy. No more hospitals, no more funerals like we had last year for Uncle Ted. No more sadness. That's what I want to happen. I want Jesus to come so we can all be strong and fly like an eagle." "Me too," Frida said with a smile. "I'll fly over and visit Uncle Ted." I nodded and watched the birds soar through the clouds. "Yes," I agreed. "We'll fly together." Oh, that will be a happy day when Jesus returns. But you know what? We can start enjoying a little bit of heaven now. How? By being loving to everyone we meet, by eating the healing foods that Jesus created for us to eat, all those delicious fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables, by worshiping the Creator God each week on His special Sabbath. Listen to this beautiful description of heaven as found in Isaiah 65:25. "Wolves and lambs will eat together in peace. Lions will eat hay like oxen. A snake on the ground will not hurt anyone. They will not hurt or destroy each other on all my holy mountain, says the Lord." Yes, nature can remind us of the world as it is and as it will be. I can hardly wait.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!